You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Telstra and Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Happy Friday. We have some original recipe Girls Talking Boys coming at you today because we are in the same room, which doesn't happen often.
It hasn't happened in a minute, and I feel like it's mainly my fault. It's fine though.
She just had to, you know, get an NBA and save the world and stuff.
Correct. So. You have the original Three Musketeers live in the flesh.
Yeah, we did rope young Dave into this today too. So
young Dave Hellman is here against his will.
Do the listeners know that I named this podcast?
No, they probably don't, but now they do.
Cool.
And so just so we're clear, since I just took a class in business legal, we're going to go ahead and say that this is not a binding agreement. And you are going to
so I don't get any of the royalties.
Indemnify yourself of all royalties from the Girls Talking Boys license and name and likeness, NIL moving forward. Handshake.
As long as y'all take care of me when you're rich, that's fine.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Heard it here first. It's a contract in the making. I can confirm there are some legalities that would hold up in court with that. But don't worry, because Dave would never sue us.
That's what Kelsey's been doing since 2022 or 2020.
I have been finding ways to find out how to get sued. You are, or how to not get sued.
Exactly.
You are correct. Business school is good for something, kids. Don't forget. Yes. So we are indeed joined by the one and only David Hellman. It is our original OG crew. And I'm just like so pumped to be here. It's just like, I literally walked into their house and I was like, so guys, what's the latest? Like, what's new? And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, I didn't know what's happened in the last like 6 years of your life. Like, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, then the problem is that my answer is always, I watched a lot of reality television and that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, real exciting stuff.
Is that a real problem though? Cause I feel like it's positive.
No, not a problem. Okay, but like, the problem is that like, then I start talking about it and then it becomes the meme of the girl who's like crying, talking about something, and the mom that's wearing a Cowboys blanket and like staring at her, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And that is me.
No, I love that about you, honestly, because like one day we're going to figure out a way to turn that and monetize that into something, because it's a very like niche cultural element that you bring to the table. It needs to be capitalized off of.
I do. I have a good outlet for like all my Cowboys, you know, when I need to get that off my chest. But, yes, you know, just for everything else, I have to find people that watch each show that I care about, which is kind of difficult.
That's fair. But you have gotten me into like certain shows. We are going to go to Charleston for the sake of Southern Charm.
Don't get me excited.
I have to catch up on Summer House and Winter House. Like, I'll get there. And like, I feel like Dave, you'd probably like that too.
I mean, I'm down to go to Charleston. I don't know anything about Southern Charm other than the episode where they like go to Aspen. I feel like I saw that one and there was like a big fight. They went skiing. They went somewhere.
That was Winter House.
No,
are you sure? No. This was Southern Charm.
Oh,
they went to Colorado. No, right. I am right. Because they got a cook.
Say more things like that.
They got a cook to make them like a weed dinner.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. But
look, I don't watch reality TV. I don't watch TV at all.
Well,
it's true. Like, if watching TV with Dave is just watching him tweet. So
yes. Dave watches live sports and he puts on like old Avengers movies in the background while he reads Twitter.
Even like, when he watches live sports, he's still tweeting.
It just depends on the sport. But yeah.
Got to get that tweet off, you know?
You got to get the tweet off.
Like if you're not tweeting.
Who is this?
You ain't trying to
participating in society.
He looks like he has. Like,
we are watching.
Okay, no, this is bad. This is bad radio.
Yeah, I know.
You can't narrate the Mavericks game live on a podcast. That's David Bertans.
He looks like, okay, David Bertans,
the Mavericks.
He has my ex-boyfriend from high school, his number 44. And he looks like he's a block of cheese on his head. Like he's a very like,
he's hair.
A tall
rectangular haircut,
basic looking white dude with a beard, which means you love him.
That's fair.
Anyways, let's talk about other road trips that we want to take.
We should talk about that. Okay. So we came here to talk about the schedule because
yes,
it is officially released. You guys have it in your hands at this point, and we got to discuss mainly like where Dave's going to be, but also where Meg and I are going to be, AKA where y'all are going to meet us, because you know, Meg and I are good for 1 to 3 road trips every year.
I went to 3.
This year, I was impressed.
Well, you don't have a choice this year. She backed out of like
2.
Yeah.
Of the 3.
She was supposed to go to all 3.
You blame school on most of that. So
I know.
It was a half.
Exactly. So she doesn't have an excuse anymore.
I'm going to have to figure
out. I'm not committing to 3 though this time.
Okay.
There's no way.
So let's dive into the schedule.
Guys, 3 road games is too many.
It's a lot.
Don't do it.
I appreciate the dedication to your, I mean, I really do. Like it was impressive.
It truly only worked out the way that it did because 2 of the road games were in cities where I have very good friends and I stayed at their places.
Yeah.
Otherwise would never work.
The Tampa one, I like really was upset about because like I could have swung it, but then like I had class that Friday and professors that are doing graduate school where I'm paying you and you require attendance and you count me off points, therefore a grade because I don't attend one class. Like that feels like if I'm paying you, like figure it out. And the December one was like a finals thing. So I panicked and I was like, I can't do it. Like I'm freaking out. Overwhelmed. All systems down.
But now all her excuses are gone. So
stay tuned for the next one, kids.
So three road games is a lot, huh?
Yeah, don't.
Oh, are you about to like shame us because you're like, oh, how is about 10 road games?
I mean, I'm
kids?
Not gonna shame you.
How do you feel about 7 on the road, 17 games, and you know, never like, having a weekend for yourself?
You want to go back to training camp?
No,
no.
You know what? And also, like, I'll hold that over your head every day, like. I went there for 6 to 8 weeks every summer and you showed up and you're like, oh my God, I love this like 2 to 3 week, like little trip I get to take.
Yeah, but
and yeah, I work like 12 hours, but like, I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for like twice as long as you've been here.
Yeah, but if you like,
that's the only advantage I have over David Hellman is like that like 3-year period when I worked longer than him, like,
yeah,
for, like
say,
a very simple blimp in time.
If you think about it,
did you say a blimp?
Yeah,
blimp.
You did say blimp.
It's a blimp or a blimp.
I've got you beat by like 5 years at this point. So, like, if we were going to tally up all the days that we've been in Oxnard, I would have you beat.
Here's the thing. Here, let's talk about this real quick. When you go on a road game.
Correct.
Do you pay for a flight?
No.
Do you pay for a ticket to the game?
Do you go through security, TSA?
It depends. Sometimes I fly commercial.
Okay. Do you pay for a hotel room?
No.
Okay. Then, yeah, 3 games is a lot, okay?
That's
so we don't care.
That's totally fair.
We're very excited. Okay, so let's talk about the actual schedule because I'm sure everyone loves us, but they don't love our commentary as much as we do. They might though, fair, they might. I wanna talk about your overall impression and like first key takeaways from this season's schedule. And then also let's plan our road trips because word on the street is that Dave is probably gonna be on the road again this year and AKA Meg and Kelsey are gonna be on the road this year.
You know
so we
it.
Gotta hang out. So dive in. I want to get your initial impressions. I think off the bat, honestly, and maybe this is like PTSD, which is like really horrible to say.
Yeah.
My first impression is there's 2 things that I keep thinking of. The fact they don't have a back-to-back Thursday game for the Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah!
Like blowing my mind. And I'm like, wow, if this had happened like 5 years ago, like I wonder where my previous relationship would be. Which is like so horrible, but genuinely, like that is like one of the first things I thought. And the second thing was like, was the fact that, you know, obviously Tampa and then Bengals. Like, I'm just excited about the Bengals.
I am excited about the Bengals. My initial reaction when I saw where the chips fell was, one, Tampa Bay opening again. Like, it feels like a home and home.
Yeah.
Like, USC, Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
Yeah, like.
Old school college football series.
Yeah, right. Like, knockdown, drag out kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I would like to think that we could put up the same kind of fight, but, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I am as jazzed as I was last year. I will not pretend.
Do you feel like you could like bring that same energy though? Like, I know like you were there. Like,
I was.
You were live in the flesh. I, you know, backed out in a nice way of putting it. Cause we're a family friendly podcast here, kids. But do you feel like you can, going through what you went through last season?
Yes.
And then obviously having the roller coaster of like Tom Brady retiring. And then he's like, just kidding, I'm back. And they're like, are you going to the Dolphins? Are you not going to the Dolphins? And now he's like, I'm going to be on Fox afterwards. And we're like, how is it to take like your resurgence back into the NFL? Like, we don't know how to like interpret this.
Like, he's Tommy TikTok right now to me. So like, you know,
shout out to Taylor Stern for like their team, like being
on for real,
dude.
One with Justin Bieber, I was absolutely
chef's kiss.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that this game would be happening when it is if he had stayed retired. So there's that. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I'm not as jazzed because I don't feel as confident in our offense. But back to my initial reaction, because I don't really have much to say other than like, Tom Brady, please don't hurt me. Is
he will. Don't worry.
I know.
He will.
Is that I'm kind of glad that we have a bye week right before Green Bay.
Which, while we're on it, before Dave gets to give just all of his like super insightful analysis, right?
I don't have to do that.
Well, no, you can, please. But for the record, before we continue on, Megan Murray and I are about to book some flights. So
yeah, run down the list so people know when things are.
Okay.
We can hit them like one by one.
You want to do
that? A little bit. Yeah. We'll throw a little commentary there.
All right, cool. So let's just start. First of all, we got some preseason action happening. Opening up at Denver. I'll be honest, typically I don't care about preseason. There's a solid chance that I consider a preseason game in Denver, Colorado. Especially
there's actually a very solid chance that I consider that. When weekend is it?
That is August 13th. It's
the weekend before my birthday.
So feels prime and ripe for a
Taylor Stern mess around.
it just about might be. It just about might be, my friend.
I think it is.
So there's a chance y'all catch us there. Then let's hop to if it's going to be August 19th through 21st at the LA Chargers. We have talked about going to the LA Chargers. We haven't gone. So, you know, it is. There's also a regular season at the LA Rams. So like, just, you know, so we're clear, but like Justin Herbert, nonetheless.
Yeah, if we had played in 2020, I would have gone to that game.
For sure.
I think it was the Rams, actually.
Correct.
But, and I'm kind of bummed about that. Because, like, I had a good friend that lived there and had, like, season tickets. And now she lives in Austin, so.
Right. Well, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, you guys.
And then going back home preseason, we've got Seattle August 26th weekend.
That's actually my birthday weekend.
So, how are we going to celebrate?
We're going to do it up. That's what we're going to do.
Who's our quarterback right now anyways? Is Seattle not having Russell?
Seattle doesn't have a quarterback. Seattle has
Drew Lock
and Geno Smith.
That is very odd to me. And if you guys listen to like Around the NFL.
Brass band show at Granada. Don't waste your time.
Is that when that's happening?
I don't know.
Great. Well, we're going to do that instead.
That's what we did.
Don't waste your time with the Seattle preseason game. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, Dave, that's the preseason. Let's talk about regular season. I'm going to run through the first like couple of games for you guys here just to like get your thoughts on the initial.
Yeah.
So we've got two home games to start. Home opener. You got some pretty tough contenders here. For the record, We have both Golden Goons, and we say Golden Goons. It's our, and I say not our in terms of mine, but they are mine because they are my god for children. Dave and Meg's Labradors here. So if you hear some like really heavy breathing,
it's not us. Josie's being very needy right now.
She's like in the business, and like I don't have enough willpower or self-control to tell him no. So like he's gonna be involved.
Yeah.
So just enjoy the ride. All right. So we've got back-to-back home games opening up September 11th, Tampa Bay, and then you go to Cincinnati. Dave, I know you have some strong feelings about this. Meg, you too. I mean, those are some pretty big ones. And then you go immediately into the New York Giants, September 26th, come home, Washington. First four games, give me a reaction.
Honestly, this is as sexy a way to start the season that I can ever remember for the Cowboys in the 10 years that I've covered the team, because usually the NFL loves to give them a division game to open. They've opened with the Giants a million times, or they'll have the Eagles in a week two game. They've played Washington in week two very often. Even last year when they played Tampa to start, they followed it up with a Chargers team that – look, I know they're very exciting and they've got Justin Herbert, but like that's a team that really hasn't made a lot of noise in the playoffs. So like usually you're opening the season in a much more low-key fashion, and that is just not the case here. We're, you know, you're going Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's back, made a run in the playoffs last year, won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and you follow that up immediately with the Super Bowl runner-up. The Bengals, maybe not the hottest team in the league, but like – one of the more exciting young teams. Obviously, my boy Joe Shiesty speaks for himself.
Joe Shiesty.
They have a new O-lineman there.
Lyle Collins is there. So, you
bro,
know,
is
Micah okay. Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence will get to go up against Lyle Collins immediately. Like,
what?
This is, in terms of just like sex appeal, this is the best two-game stretch to open a season that I can remember for the Cowboys.
Do you think that was considered like the matchup between those two pairs? Like, when they made that, or do you think that's like super niche and it's just like a fun like fact
in the grand scheme of the NFL? Like, and I'm fascinated by the way they do this, because the league office spits out about 500 of these schedules. Like, they consider thousands of possibilities. So no, I don't really think the NFL cares about Lyle Collins getting to play against his old team.
Cause that was already predetermined.
Right. But it's a hell of a sexy matchup. And honestly, like, look.
But like, if Tom had stayed retired, do you think we would lead off the season against?
No.
Yeah.
The Bucs would be a December matchup if Tom Brady wasn't back. Like,
Cowboys against Tom and then Cowboys against Joe B. Like,
yeah. Oh.
But they knew what they were doing with that.
They knew what they were doing.
And I'll be honest. Look, everybody knows I'm a huge Joe Burrow homer, but I'm dubious about how good the Bengals actually are. Like, I don't buy that they're on the level of a Chiefs or a Bills or even a Buccaneers. And so I appreciate that the league put them that early in the season, because like, they'll still be completely intact and like, it'll still be a really sexy matchup. Whereas, I mean, I'm not trying to hate, but I wonder if the Bengals will keep pace the way that everybody expects them to.
What?
I mean, I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. I mean,
how can you not keep pace if you're adding additional talent?
They were a 10-7 team. Like, I still think that's a flawed team. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I will take flawed over impossible any day.
Well, I'll also add, I mean, the Bengals have taken way more steps to get better this year than the Cowboys have. I want to be clear. I don't think the Cowboys are a better team than the Bengals. But
a weird statement in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it feels weird.
It's the power of drafting a franchise quarterback one overall. Like, Joe and Jamar have changed everything about that team.
You say that, but then again, like, look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And like, I wouldn't say they've made the shift that
we'll see. The Jags made a terrible decision hiring a head coach. I could see them. I'm not saying the Jags are going to make the playoffs, but I think they might be much better than people give them credit for this year.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Yeah, I mean,
and not every, but like, our defense isn't going to be like as taken with Joe's beauty as like I would be. So, you know,
you and me both.
There's at least that.
He really is a specimen. Like,
it's
congrats to him.
Really
that.
Absurd.
Like, I don't even care if I'm objectifying him. Like,
he's my,
I mean,
he deserves it.
Person in the world.
He knew what he was doing when he walked in the first day of practices wearing freaking gray sweatpants. He knew.
He knew. what was happening. All right. So going into like, let's move into quarter systems, if you will. So we've got Washington.
Yes.
And with Washington at home, that means the return of one of our favorites, Carson Wentz. I'm going to have to ask y'all.
It's a feast, baby.
If the conversation about the Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott narrative is going to continue to live on, and we're going to have to fork our eyes out for other.
Is anybody still talking about that?
I really genuinely.
What do you mean? Anyone still talking about that?
Does somebody in the world think that Carson Wentz is better than Dak?
Did someone ever? Because like, I mean, that's my issue.
At some point in time, yeah, I mean.
There were still people saying stuff like that when he was on the Colts.
If you want to know a trigger warning, here it is. It's a trigger warning. It's a trigger warning for a conversation that is so irrelevant and ridiculous, but we're going to have it anyways, because apparently we still have to spell this out for people, but I just need to make sure we address it for the sake.
Carson Wentz is not better than Dak Prescott.
Don't even.
Hot dogs are on the menu that game. Let's go.
Correct.
I mean, y'all took all the words right from me, but look, I mean, I know Carson Wentz only threw 7 picks last year for the Colts, but Trayvon Diggs is about to base his entire contract negotiation around picking off Carson Wentz. Like, I firmly believe that. I think Carson Wentz is bothered by Washington drafting Sam Howell in the 5th round. Like, that just tells you everything. The Indianapolis Colts were basically like, we had to get this guy off our team. He was killing our locker room. And he gagged away the last game of the season.
Is he just a giant bummer?
I think he's a giant different word that starts with a B.
Okay. Oh!
Okay.
You are what you are.
I mean,
it is what it is.
He's not a leader of men, for lack of a better way to phrase it.
I mean, we've been knowing that.
Yeah.
So.
Facts. So why do you think, like, I just feel like we have a lot of respect for Ron Rivera, and like, so
they need a quarterback. They need a quarterback.
Taylor wasn't
Heineke. Wasn't
no.
the guy.
No. Heineke. Heineke's got that like that he has some swag.
They need a quarterback who's like been there and done that, and they didn't pay a whole lot for him. That's basically it.
Sucks to suck.
All right.
They've got a pretty promising roster, other than the fact that
they have no quarterback.
I just don't think they've got the QB situation figured out.
I'm going to speak for myself and from what I see just as a sentiment with Cowboys fans is that like we can all acknowledge that the NFC East got better.
Right.
Yep.
But I think we are all still very aware that those teams are led by quarterbacks that don't really scare us.
Totally fair.
So
I guess.
Yes.
This is a great
segment. I'm not saying that we're going to sweep all of them. No, I'm just saying.
No, the NFC East got a lot better. And that's, no, you're totally right, Mega. Yeah. Like, the NFC East got a lot better, but everybody's overlooking the fact that Dallas is still the runaway winner when it comes to having the best quarterback. Well,
when it comes to having the best quarterback,
best quarterback, which makes them the best team.
Is this do or die year for Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Why? 100%.
Because the Eagles, cover your ears, Cowboys fans. The Eagles are a very well-run team. And not only did they
add, I hated this draft for us.
Not only did they have a great draft and add AJ Brown on top of Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean.
I'm upset.
They also held on to multiple first round picks.
Upset.
So if Jalen Smith sucks this year, they'll go get a better quarterback next year.
And they made their opponent in the division worse by somehow getting rid of their quarterback they didn't like, and like all these qualms. And now he goes to freaking Washington. And it's like, I feel like a couple years ago, I was laughing at Philadelphia and being like, LOL, look at what you guys just gave up to not have a quarterback sitting on your roster anymore. And now I'm like,
how's that working out?
Not great, Bob.
Howie Roseman's very good at his job.
Oh,
I don't care what anybody says.
Guys, Megan Murray just brought some more rosé for me. So like, come and drink it. I'm about to do that.
It does have the come and take it flag on there, but it says come and drink it.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Howie
and like Eagles forever.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious.
And how like it's just really annoying that if we're trying to like
wait,
is it Eagles for never if you really admire the way they run their team?
Can you? No one asked you. Eagles did that? Fan? Everyone knows that Dave Helbin is an undercover Philadelphia fan.
I think
he was about to dedicate his whole life to them if they picked the guy that he liked.
If anyone who here has a right to be an Eagles fan, it's
Jameson Williams.
If they had picked Jameson Williams, he was about to dedicate.
Do you like the Eagles fans?
I think they're a well-run organization. What can I say?
I don't think you actually believe that. I think you just thought the last couple of years they've done a good job. Because if they were actually that well-run, they wouldn't have let go of Doug Peterson. Because Doug Peterson is actually a really good coach.
Well, sometimes things happen.
Yeah, you know? I'm just going to be honest about that. Because, like, you can't sit there and justify, like, Doug Peterson lost to me. You know,
if Doug Peterson had sat in a room and watched every single game on the All-22, then maybe they wouldn't have fired him. Just a thought.
Maybe.
Oh, that was a mic joke, wasn't it?
It was a mic joke.
Yeah.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Ew! Okay.
I hate him.
So
hate's a strong word.
It is.
Well, we like using
I dislike him as a coach. How about that?
Language on this via podcast here.
I know he's nice to you, but
Mike's my guy.
Dave likes Mike because Mike remembers the fact that Dave's an LSU fan.
And a human being, which is nice.
Which is refreshing. Huh.
I like Mike.
I don't like Mike. I'm just saying, like, let's just like classify what this is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got at home Detroit. And then at home, Chicago. And then we've got a bye week, November 6th. Then everyone, kids, listen up. We're going to be back-to-back away games at Green Bay and then at Minnesota, November 20th. So go ahead and block off your early November for a hot date with Megan Murray and Kelsey Charles, because we're going to be at, especially the Green Bay.
It ain't going to be a hot date.
It's going to be a date.
The average temperature in Green Bay in early November is like 40. So
it'll be a really very
horrible stat to know, and I dislike you for that.
I'm good at my job.
Well, see, some will say
it's never too early to start DMing rich guys that like the Packers and have boxes. I'm just saying.
We're like, we're going to start an OnlyFans.
I'm not going to do it, but
OnlyFans sponsored trip to Green Bay.
Jesus.
It'll solely be, I'll do videos of me getting a pedicure if it'll get me a feet seat picks inside of a box.
Feet picks for Lambo. Not above it. Everything else is off limits.
So there is a game later on in the schedule that is Tennessee versus the Cowboys.
Correct.
In Tennessee.
Correct.
And I was talking to one of my friends who lives there, and I was like, you guys, like, build a dome. He told me to bring a jacket. I said, build a dome. And he was
bring a jacket in Nashville?
Well, it's not, they're outside and it's cold.
What?
So, well, I'm skipping ahead, but regardless.
Yeah, Meg skipped from Lambeau to Nashville.
My point was that the philosophy for that was just, he said,
his falafel.
Yeah, falafel.
We had falafel tonight.
We did. The philosophy was that it was,
falafel, see.
It was,
hey,
body paint and whiskey. And I was like, listen, I was like, I can't do that. This is why I live in Texas.
This is exactly why I live in Texas.
But a similar philosophy exists in Green Bay, which will be very cold. Now, see, Minnesota has it right because they built a dome. So
you asked them on that.
And I would very much like to go to US Bank. Mm-hmm. I am from there.
US Bank.
Minnesota.
US Bank is a top three stadium in the NFL. If you are a Cowboy
fan.
What's
number one?
I'm not going to count AT&T because it's not fair. I go there every week. AT&T is amazing. It's just not fair to compare the stadium I go to every week to like road venues. But road venues, my favorites, US Bank, definitely. Lumen Field, a.k.a. what used to be CenturyLink, a.k.a.
such a good stadium.
Seattle.
All right.
And then I would probably round it out with... my third would either be Atlanta or
good one.
If not Atlanta, then Arrowhead. Arrowhead's
that dope. That makes my heart like swell. I love that.
Arrowhead's wonderful.
Arrowhead is like, I feel like in the era of stadiums just being built up bigger and better, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's nice to see
a
stadium
sentiment
from the 60s and 70s like still going strong. Ooh, speaking of which, it goes without saying, but if you've never been to Lambeau Field, you absolutely need to go.
Which is,
it's amazing.
Which is what we're planning on.
We, Megan Murray and I, are going to be at that game.
Somehow.
So if you want to sponsor us, there is not an OnlyFans. There's also not a GoFundMe.
Start a GoFundMe.
But there is a desire and a will to go. So if you want to be a part of that transaction.
I feel like a lot of people have a desire.
We're listening.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, there's been so many years where I've been like, we've talked about going to Lambeau and I was going to go to Lambeau.
Yeah.
Like, we just got to go. We got to go. Like, we got to go when we're like young.
Yeah.
Like single. If like, we don't have kids.
If
like,
there is one
we
game.
We'll be miserable and kind of drunk. And like, we got to go now. Now's the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, body paint and whiskey is apparently the answer.
Dude, I'm telling
you.
Like,
and falafels.
Yeah. They even have falafels in Appleton.
They're probably full of cheese in some way.
I'm
have no idea.
That.
Appleton, Wisconsin is an underrated gem of this country.
But
shouts out
we
all
tell,
my
like,
Scani folks.
Should we tell? Oh, yeah, you are a little Scani boy.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to do some research as to the best way to get there and stay around there and all that stuff. And
forever
I will come
or
back
just in general.
We're going to go to a supper
to
club.
One game.
Oh. Is that where they say? They say supper in Wisconsin?
Supper clubs are a thing in Wisconsin. It's like a...
They're also a thing at...
It's a restaurant
that Ivy League schools
specializes in...
Oh, what an experience.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, get your life together.
Like,
get your life together.
No,
and don't bail 10 days before the trip.
The thing is that even if she books a flight, like I'm very scared that she's still going to bail on me.
That's fair.
Yeah. Until Kelsey's on the plane next to you, you never know what's going
on. Yeah, I know. Like you really don't know.
The life of having a best friend that's an ADHD child, this is what it is. But you know what? It will always be full of love and adventure.
Are we going?
That's
no
very true.
Guarantees.
Are we going to Green Bay or am I going to Green
Bay? That's what happened. Like I went to Tampa Bay with like two dudes.
I was like, I'm coming, and I was like, I'm not coming.
I had to, no. Like,
but I made the reservation, so like you had a great time on the things that I planned for us to do, but
love,
I just didn't go.
Love Greg and Taylor, though I do.
Yes.
That was absurd.
Shouts out to Critty and to Lassie.
Yeah.
Both friends of the pod.
Man.
I
went back and listened to that episode the other day.
I love that you like go back and listen. It's phenomenal.
You know, just gotta, you know, keep track of what
the
I
first
say.
Time. I'm like, I have no idea like the things that I put out in the universe. It's kind of terrifying, honestly, if you think about it, but it's fine.
Well, like we had we had gotten it, then we had quite the day with an Uber accident and then just like exploring around the stadium and, you know, getting over there, getting food and
again,
just,
with my newfound business law degree.
Yeah. If Kelsey was there,
I could have taught you how to sue them. I know all the rules.
Yep. The annoying part is they got a bunch of money and what? Megan got $0.
I don't appreciate this ratio.
Zero.
All right.
$0.
So I,
but I also didn't lie and say that I hurt myself.
Well, that would be impactful in the conversation.
I know it would.
I want to talk about the next segment of the season because, you know, tangent central, which is totally fine.
Yes.
It's why you guys listen to us. So we got home games, New York Giants, home games, December, we come back, Indianapolis, home games, Houston. I don't know why we actually are playing Houston in the regular season. Because like,
I love it.
I mean, it's so pointless. It's not even funny.
It's okay. One of those games that I would go to and it would not be good for me and my mental health because I hate Houston. I'm sorry if you live in Houston, I hate it.
When she says that, she means
genuinely
she would have to worry about getting escorted out of the stadium.
Correct. I would never do that in my parents' seats, but I would like come dangerously close. But it's one of those games, and I'm sorry if you live in Houston, you understand there is a hatred between Dallas and Houston and it runs really deep. That crowd is going to be absolutely absurd. Unless, I mean, actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. They could both be the worst teams in the league, and that crowd would be absurd.
Correct.
It gets crazy for preseason games, which is the last times they've been here. So just basing it off of that, like, if you can go to that game and if you want a wild time, I would do that. Yeah. I would do it.
Neither of us.
Karma has swung in my direction and I will not be here.
None of us will be here, honestly, if we're being totally frank.
I will have a drink in my hand and I'll be on a beach. So
shouts out Rowan Kavner.
We are going to not be in town.
Correct. But okay, so redo those last four games.
I just think the balance between the two halves of the schedule is very interesting to me because the first 6 weeks looks tough as hell.
Really intense.
Tampa, Cincinnati. Yeah, New York doesn't look great, but that's a road game. Then you've got a Washington team that I think could be better. Super Bowl champion Rams, and then an Eagles team that's a hell of a lot better. Like, that is an insane first 6 weeks. And then you look at the last 6 weeks and you say, okay, Indy's a pretty good team. Houston's trash. Jacksonville's probably trash. You got the Eagles at home, which...
On
Christmas Eve. I don't think the Eagles have won a game in Dallas since 2015.
Let's keep it up, guys.
I might be wrong about that, but I don't think I am.
He's usually right about that stuff. Everything else I'm right about.
Tennessee's taking a step back. They lost AJ Brown. And then Washington, again, a Washington team that very rarely beats Dallas. Like, that last 6 weeks... you've got a real chance to make some hay as long as you don't let the first half of the season get away from you. That's my big takeaway is like, you got to get to the bye week at least 500, because if you do, you've got a great shot to string like 6 or 7 wins together at a time.
But if you think about this team, like, I feel like they performed pretty well in the first part of the season. Like, that was like last year, like everyone was like, oh man, like they're going to do it. And like, that's why they had so much faith, because they were able to like pull it together. And then it was like the last part of the year where they just kind of, you know, for lack of a better way of saying, like did they had a nice decline.
A nice decline? Yes. A steep and scary one.
A steep and scary.
Not an enjoyable roller coaster to be on.
Philly won in Dallas in 2017. I forgot about that. But Dallas usually wins in Dallas, for whatever that's worth.
It's worth a lot to me. Okay, if you were to look at, you know, strength of schedule, how are we looking?
It's actually like it's so funny. The entire NFC East strength of schedule sucks because A, the NFC East is one of the worst divisions in football.
True. Whoa.
You want to argue?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then on top of that, they play the AFC South, which sucks. Mm-hmm. The Titans have gotten worse, and everybody else in that division, the Colts are maybe better. And then they play the NFC North, which is basically the Packers and a bunch of mid teams. So like the vast majority of their schedule is mediocre to bad teams. Like the really, the only truly scary teams,
I would have liked that last year.
The scary teams they play are the Rams, Packers, Bucks, Bengals. I feel like I'm probably forgetting somebody.
Tennessee's okay.
Yeah, Tennessee's fine.
Like Minnesota?
Listen, Tennessee, let's not count them out.
Tennessee took a step back from what they were last year, which like the Cowboys.
Exactly. Like, I'm not counting them out.
Are the Tennessee Titans wasting Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, really?
I agree.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. What have they done?
What have the Cowboys done?
Are they if you want to frame everything in the conversation, what the Cowboys have done, we'll be here all night.
I don't think you want to do that in consideration.
Nobody wants.
Okay.
Nobody wants to do that.
If Derrick Henry was on the Cowboys,
do y'all want to talk about how instead of Zeke and Jalen Smith, the Cowboys could have Jalen Ramsey and Derrick Henry?
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to talk about that. Actually.
Thank you. Goodbye. No.
I know that's like kind of what I asked, but no.
They could have spent those draft picks on those two players.
No, I'm. Thank you.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to get into that.
No.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing about like you being good at your job. There's times like this where I hate it.
Literally.
Like I freaking hate it. I hate when you sit here and you're like, oh, remember when you could.
Yeah, they could have drafted the best corner in football and the best running.
But also, they could have had what's his name who went to the Steelers, and we're gonna take him too.
JJ,
no, not JJ.
TJ Watt. Ryan Shazier got drafted before.
It wasn't Ryan Shazier.
Oh, what are you talking about? What year?
It might have been him.
It was.
Either way, I don't appreciate the historical reference points for where our team is like underperforming.
Well, that one probably hurt more than a lot of other ones that you could have said.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
they're both extremely good.
They're both all pros.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm aware. I hate it. Speaking of, this is not what we're actually supposed to be talking about, but I haven't talked about it because I had the flu last week.
Okay.
By the way, people can still get the flu when it's almost May.
Love that.
Actually, it is May.
It is May.
Oh, wow.
I like how you looked at your watch.
It doesn't feel like it. I feel like I was down and out when people were doing the it's going to be May thing. And that's how I know it's May. And I missed it. So therefore, people can still get the flu in May. And I didn't get to talk about the draft at all. So
how do you feel about it? Drop your opinion.
I have a hot take.
Okay. I can't wait.
It's that the people that are convincing themselves that Tyler Smith was a good draft pick are the same people that are convinced that Terrence Steele should be starting, and it's a good thing that Lyle Collins is gone.
Oh.
I am going to take this moment in time.
You did a Venn diagram of those people, it's a circle.
I'm going to refill my drink for a long, hot minute and let someone else speak to this. Thank you so much. Continue, please.
So basically, Joe Philbin.
Yeah, I hate him.
Oh. Okay.
As a coach, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I don't think it's Tyler Smith's fault.
It's not Tyler Smith's fault.
Cowboys made a business decision there.
Okay. Was it not a reach? And they're doing it because they think that they're so good at developing people?
I think that's probably fair. Yeah.
I'm not saying Tyler Smith is... I didn't even say one bad thing about the man on draft night. And I'm not going to sit here and like disparage him. I'm just saying... The people that are jazzed about that are the same people that think that we can like build an offensive lineman out of, you know, raw materials, which we might
I mean, okay, listen.
But Tyler Biadasz didn't have the same fate.
We all know that we're big Lyle Collins fans in this podcast, in this friend group. But to be fair, Terrence Steele developed from a complete liability into a solid starting tackle in the span of a year. So you got to consider that.
I'm not considering
you
it.
You got to consider the ability there. The big thing for me is it comes down to this for me. I think the other two guys that the Cowboys would have drafted ahead of Tyler Smith are Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah, and Lewis Cine, the safety out of Georgia. And they basically looked at it and said, we don't need either of these two spots as badly as we need offensive line. So maybe we're reaching a little bit, but it is what it is. And they trust themselves to develop guys because they did it with Terrence.
I think if you had a better track record of doing that, like, I think I'd feel better about it.
Track record of developing offensive linemen?
From guys that people are very scared to draft and think don't have any talent.
Fair, which it's totally fair to, like, I don't like, and I will say this, people are like, oh, well, they developed Travis Frederick. That coaching staff is gone. The coaching staff right. that was here when Zach Martin got drafted is also gone. Correct. Even the coaching staff that was here when Lyle got drafted is gone. So that's fair. Although, and the closest thing we have to compare is probably Connor McGovern, who I think it's fair to say his career has been a little bit of a disappointment.
So you got one out of two.
I'm basically banking on Tyler Smith's youth and attitude.
If Tyler Biadasz this year becomes DeGod, then I'll consider this.
DeGod.
Then I'll consider this.
Well, if Tyler Biadasz becomes the god this year, then I think Tyler Smith will probably be pretty good too.
Yeah, and like in another year.
If that happens, between like
Tyler Biadasz. And I'm saying like I want it to happen.
No, I know. But like between like Terrence Steele, Tyler Biadasz, and then Tyler Smith, we can all go
if
ahead.
If they just develop them into.
Then we can all just like stop talking forever.
I will eat crow so hard.
Forever.
If Tyler Smith kicks ass from day one, I will never question anything Will and his guys do ever again. I'll just be like, yeah, we should all shut the fuck up. Yeah, I said the F word.
RJ, bleep this word.
RJ, bleep it out. I don't care. If Tyler Smith dominates from the beginning, then Will should just get to stun on all these hoes from the get.
No, I mean, that's a better take than mine. Mine is more salt.
I'm not saying he's going to.
All of my takes stem from being really salty. I think that we all know this by now. So
I appreciate that.
I mean, I acknowledge it. I'll never change. So
I just have like two things to say. Like,
yeah,
like one thing. One is that I just came on Instagram and there's some great Pyrenees puppies that need to be fostered. And I think that you guys should probably foster them. And I'm going to go
foster your own dog.
I have a million animals.
You deal with it.
You have one.
I live in a shoebox.
And you have room for one more.
I don't.
Don't let an animal die because you're being
selfish. Are they going to die?
Yes.
No. They're puppies.
They're cute. And they need help.
They're puppies.
And I think
they're going to be adopted tomorrow.
You're easily distracted.
I know. Can you focus?
Second thing, what are our thoughts on the overall outlook of the Cowboys season? Assuming we take the puppies in and all is good and well and we do the right thing, everyone.
I'm not adopting another dog.
Yet.
Yet is the correct term.
Correct.
What do you mean? Like, what do I think? I think the Cowboys.
Overall thoughts. Like, we've like dove in. Like, yeah. I'll be honest. Like, I'm gonna wrap this up because I'm gonna drink some more alcohol with you guys and talk about things that are not able to be recorded.
That's fair.
So, like, we got like three more minutes in this podcast. So, like, let's just go ahead and like say like the things you need to say about like our initial thoughts that are publicly available and our summaries.
I'm excited about this season. I think my one targeted road game this year, because I'm not going to three, is Green Bay.
Correct.
Second best is I will come up with a roadmap for out of towners to make it happen.
OnlyFans in a very PG setting. We are crowdsourcing are, we're going to go ahead and like,
hey,
like
a Larsa Pippen made $20,000 a month. I'm not Larsa Pippen, but like
on OnlyFans,
I could probably make $100 a month.
Are you kidding me? I was unaware.
That's some Real Housewife stuff for you. So ignore what I just said.
Big toe picks. Big toe picks for season tickets.
I think one of my like better moments is when I told Jerry Jones's granddaughter that I was going to sell feet picks to go to the Super Bowl last year.
Not a bad plan.
She laughed.
When in doubt.
Shouts out, Haley.
Be in a
She's a good sport.
Dave, final thoughts.
I just don't think the Cowboys are as good on paper as they were last year, but
it didn't pan out that well last year.
Correct.
Their schedule sets up well for me to go to like two or three LSU games, and that's awesome. So that's really.
So if you want to go to the LSU Alabama game, we're all going to be there.
Yeah. That's true. Come find me in Baton Rouge on November 5th.
Come find me. Catch me.
I'm in BMAR outside the bank.
Come see me. I'm in Baton Rouge outside Death Valley. Come see me. I'm in College Station Thanksgiving weekend.
We're going to do that too. Just so you're completely prepared.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, the Cowboys will probably be fine. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I already told you guys at the end of last year that I'm going to say that they're going to be 0-17. So if they do anything better than that, they're overachieving.
Well,
to me.
You heard it here first.
I said that at the end of last year, and I'm going to stay consistent because last year I said 17-0, and I was wrong.
The bar is on the ground.
You said 17-0?
I was kind of right for a little bit.
She was, honestly.
They lost their first game.
No, it was like not really a true loss.
But
why
they were
good.
It was a quality loss.
Are we trying to end the podcast, or do you want to start a whole entire thing?
I'm just saying, like, you can't say you were close on 17-0 when they started 0-1.
I was closer than I could have been.
What's their record this year?
0-17.
Wow. So you're just.
I said that I was going to say that at the beginning. I said that at the end of last year.
I say 10-7 or like, I would say like 9-6. Like now I'm like 9, like I'm 10-7. So like, I'm just like, I'm
8-9. I don't know.
Down the middle.
Down the middle.
They're going to be frustrated.
I'm warning you that I'm sticking to my end of season guns, and I will be predicting the worst. So that hopefully the best happens.
When they beat Green Bay, Meg's going to be like finger gunning.
Just knowing my heart that I will be a menace to society in Green Bay.
I'm going to have to quite literally drag her ass out of Appleton. And she's going to be like throwing the bird to like all these like random cheesehead fans. And I'm going to have to like.
The way that I'm going to yell Des caught it if we win.
I'm
going
to have to. I'm going to have to evade. Evade
the police.
Literally all of that. We're gonna have to like it's gonna be a miracle if we don't escape this.
Okay, I just need to be clear.
Just so we're abundant.
When I do yell at people at football games, I do it with like I do it in the, with the smirk on my face in the way that like elbow, I'm just ribbing you. Like if you get mad, like it's on you.
Like should we go ahead and donate to the Wisconsin police?
I'm not gonna get arrested.
I'm not gonna get arrested.
No, someone else might get arrested for yelling at me. Okay. Because I will gaslight them into thinking.
We've dealt with enough toxic men in our lives.
I'll gaslight the police.
We will turn that on you.
They started it when I started it.
Well, you know what? It feels like we are at the very least in for a very entertaining ride. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. I have absolutely zero idea how long this podcast has been.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Been a fun and entertaining ride.
Original recipe, guys.
Original recipe, Parakeet Nation. If you don't know what it is, pretty much no one does, and that's fine.
It's an inside joke that we came up with on a walk one day, and that's what our group text is called. So
correct. There's some wild parakeets in Dallas, and that's really all you need to know.
Yeah, and we are wild parakeets, and we live in Dallas. So there you go.
There you go. That is the end all be all.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. You can make sure you're subscribed to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, review your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. Also, hang out with Meg and I on social media because, like, now that I have a life and, like, I'm going to annoy the hell out of my friends again, and, like, Meg is just, in general, fun, you should hang out with us.
Yeah, you're going to get some more original recipe coming your way.
Some more original recipe content. You can find me on Twitter at Kelsey_Charles. And then I'm also on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles. And then Megan is
at Meg Murray with four R's on everything.
Hey, Dave, should people follow you on social media?
If they want to.
What is your handle besides nothing important?
Hellman DC.
Do you tweet things that matter?
Sometimes.
Well, he tweets all the time, and therefore he never watches television shows.
So. Damn, Dakota!
Damn, Dakota!
Jesus Christ.
Poor Ranger! All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. As always, though, hey, some final words to lead us out, because, you know, it's just like super important we make sure we ground ourselves in the real things that matter. And those are, Megan?
Dallas forever, Philly for never.
Dave?
Especially on Christmas Eve.
Correct. Dave, final words. Don't mess it up.
Don't do it.
Go Tigers.
I'm so glad he didn't say anything other than that. bye, guys!